Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Hard to believe, it's time once again for the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've loaded up the hour with news and features for farmers and producers of CJ Country. On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Ag Radio Net Farm News with Tim and Tom. Dairy Radio Now and more, all on the way. So let's get it rolling with a visit to the American countryside.
In Dover, Ohio, you will find a collection of masterpieces. They are carved scenes, mostly tied to the railroad, that one man created for people to view. Much of his intricate work took many months to complete each piece. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Ernest Werther was born in 1885. He enjoyed whittling in his spare time, which turned into his full-time job after working at a steel mill for 24 years. What began as simple carvings became grand masterpieces on display here in Dover, Ohio.
He carved the steel mill from memory. It took him 9 months to carve it and to mechanize it also.
These wooden models can move. In this case, just as a steel mill would have operated. Ernest was Carol Moreland's grandfather. She says he loved the railroad and began carving several pieces to show the history of the steam engine.
He carved a half inch to the foot in scale. Big Boy was the last one in 1943. And the drive wheel on it in real life is 5 feet tall. On his, it's about 2.5 inches. That carving took him 9 months.
At the age of 68, her grandfather had completed the evolution of the steam engine. He had a lot of time on his hands.
He spent the next 4 years being fidgety and not happy. So him and my dad sat down and tried to figure out what else he could carve. And they came up with great American events in railroad history.
And most of those scenes are carved not from wood, but rather from ivory. The joining of the Transcontinental Railroad and Lincoln's funeral train are just two of the scenes he recreated. People wanted to see what Ernest had done, but initially there was not a good location to see them here at his home.
From the 1930s, for 20 years, him and his brother had a traveling truck that they put all the carvings on, and they went around the countryside all over the U.S. They hit all 48 states.
But today, the Ernest Werther Museum houses many of these large and impressive works that Ernest carved from wood, ivory, and other materials. Plus, a beautiful garden outside remembers Ernest's wife's love of flowers. Traveling the countryside in Dover, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Staying on top of the news of agriculture, it's Tony St. James, back with Agriculture Today after this quick break.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Severe winter weather sharply tightened U.S. energy supplies, driving a record drawdown in natural gas storage while lifting heating and power costs across much of the country. Now, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, working natural gas stocks fell 360 billion cubic feet for the week that ended January 30th. It's the largest withdrawal ever recorded. The pool, nearly 90% larger than the five-year average for the same week, pushing inventories to slightly below normal seasonal levels. Winter Storm Fern, it stretched from New Mexico to New England. It boosted heating demand while freezing wellheads and pipelines along the Gulf Coast. Residential and commercial consumption surging nearly 29% above normal, while production dropped due to freeze-offs and shut-ins. Combination tightened supplies quickly. Prices reacted immediately, with the Henry Hub benchmark climbing to $9.03, more than doubling week to week and running over $5 higher than a year ago. Higher natural gas prices, though, rippled through ag, with energy costs for irrigation, nitrogen fertilizer production, and also grain drying. Well, farmers may still face wider basis swings and higher marketing risk as U.S. grain storage expansion has effectively stopped while crop production continues to grow. Economists at the University of Illinois are warning the imbalance could create bottlenecks across the supply chain from farm bins to export terminals. Between 2000 and 2019, national storage capacity increased about 350 million bushels annually, closely matching production growth. But since 2020, capacity has barely increased, only about 337 million bushels total in 6 years, even as large crops return. The 2025 harvest, it pushed storage utilization to some of the highest levels in decades, with on-farm bins about 80% full as of December. Higher utilization increases the risk that transportation disruptions like, well, low Mississippi River levels will amplify local price discounts. Farmers are increasingly carrying more grain on farm, shifting the storage responsibility away from elevators while investment in new infrastructure slows. So analysts are pointing to higher construction costs, elevated interest rates, and uncertain returns as reasons for the stalled expansion. Grain movement remains active, though, across export channels, but uneven demand and rising fuel costs are shaping marketing opportunities heading towards spring delivery windows. Railroads originating 27,733 grain carloads for the week that ended January 31st. That's 9% higher than last year and 6% above the three-year average. Secondary shuttle bids dropping sharply week to week, it signals adequate railcar supply. River traffic improving, but again, remaining historically weak. Bargoed grain totaled 265,900 tons. It's up 40% from the previous week, but still 57% below a year ago. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Listen later in the hour when Tony St. James is back with the American Cattle News and Market Close Report. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
Chelsea, have you heard the new research on Kalman?
John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, according to research, has tremendous buffering ability, that's one, available calcium, that's two, and available magnesium, that's three, for dairy cattle.
Really, Donna, just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Calmann, which you only need to say once.
But it's more fun to say it three times. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has it or their distributor has it.
What else does research show, John?
Calmann helps transition cows eat more. It's exclusively available from Feedworks USA.
For more information on Calmann, once is enough, C-A-L-M-I-N, it can be found at FeedworksUSA.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. A federal grand jury in Texas last week indicted five employees of Agridime LLC for their roles in an alleged $220 million fraud scheme. The company promised to buy cattle, raise and process them, then sell the meat, but investigators say it was all a mirage. I'll have details after this.
When it comes to your equipment, John Deere knows you want to run it your way. Because after nearly 200 years, one thing's clear. Nobody knows your work like you do. That's why we're expanding our digital toolkit to help you use, maintain, diagnose, repair, and protect your equipment. Because the best solution is the one that's ready when you need it. Whether it's your dealer, a local service center, or you, it's about having the tools so you can run it your way. Learn more at johndeere.com/runityourway.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Yes, five employees and executives of Agridime LLC were indicted by a federal grand jury in Fort Worth last week on charges including wire fraud and money laundering. The indictments allege that the five perpetrated a nationwide Ponzi scheme that defrauded more than 2,200 investors over $220 million between January of 2021 and December of 2023. According to the indictment, Agridime falsely represented to individual cattle purchasers, ranchers, and feedlots that the company would use their funds to purchase specific individual cattle for each investor, raise those cattle, and eventually sell the meat from those same specific cattle for a profit. Instead, prosecutors allege that the defendants used newer investor funds to pay Agridime operating expenses, pay off earlier investors, cover personal expenses, and purchase real property. Those indicted include Jed Wood of Fort Worth, Joshua Link of Stratford, Missouri, Tia Link of Smithton, Missouri, Taylor Bang of Killdeer, North Dakota, who served as cattle broker, and Royanna Thomas of Arlington, Texas. U.S. Attorney Ryan Raybould said in a statement, quote, thousands of unwitting investors, ranchers, and others in the cattle industry nationwide were drawn in and victimized by the defendant's multi-million dollar scheme. This is not the first legal action against Agridime. A court ordered the company last year to pay $103 million in restitution to customers who believed they were trading in cattle or cattle futures. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission had both alleged Agridime engaged in a Ponzi scheme by using new investor money to pay off existing customers. For investors in agriculture, let this case be a reminder to do your homework before writing a check. Before you commit funds, verify the claims, understand how the business actually works, and talk to financial advisors or trusted colleagues. I'll be back with more after this.
Unpredictable weather demands equipment that works as hard as you do. That's the Ventrac SSV. Built for sidewalks and tight spaces, the SSV delivers serious performance with versatile attachments like brooms, blades, spreaders, and brine kits, so you can clear, treat, and maintain walkways in one efficient pass. Less labor, more productivity. No handwork slowing you down. From winter storms to spring cleanup, the Ventrac SSV is ready to work. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and ask about the Ventrac SSV today.
The five individuals charged in the alleged Agridime LLC cattle fraud could face substantial penalties if they are found guilty. Each wire fraud count carries up to 20 years in federal prison, as does the wire fraud conspiracy charge. The money laundering counts each carry up to 10 years imprisonment. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead in this half hour, we'll get an update from the USDA. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, it's the Ag Radionet Farm News on CJ Country.
When it comes to risk management, you need an advisor who understands everything you're protecting. Crop Growers agents are on Northeast farms every day. We work with integrity and understanding, not commissions. We understand agriculture, your business, your financial risks, and we're ready to help navigate 2025 policy changes affecting your options in 2026. The deadline for spring coverage is March 15th. Contact your local Farm Credit East office to schedule a free policy review with an agent or row crop specialist.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Dairy markets featured some drama last week. Markets saw big moves up and down and ended not very differently. The market was unsettled with buyers and sellers going head to head. By the end of the week, every commodity sat at a lower price than they were on the Friday before. Non-fat dry milk fell by 3.5 cents, dropping another half cent every day of the week on Friday, bringing the price to $1.60 a pound, 4 cents lower than the previous week. Analysts agree that the rise in non-fat dry milk, mostly due to a confluence of short-term factors, the market not likely to defend the higher prices for too long. U.S. milk powder production remains limited, with insatiable demand for protein pushing milk through other avenues. The trend doesn't look likely to reverse course anytime soon, but the spring flush is on the horizon. It means more milk will go into the dryer and help relieve some of that squeeze. U.S. product is clearly uncompetitive with alternative international suppliers. Considering the moves at CME spot prices, U.S. moving upward, exporters are struggling to secure international sales at these high price levels. On Class 4, butter prices put on a big show for the week. CME spot butter price was 8.5 cents less on Monday. Discontent to stay at those levels, the market added a penny and then a penny and three quarter, and then 8.5 cents higher, rising to $1.73.5 with a little loss on Friday. We closed out the week just above $1.70. Beyond the big changes in the butter prices, what was most impressive was the amount of butter sold. 19 loads traded hands every day, total of 113 trades for the week. The butter market is unsettled, to say the least. Information across the market suggests milk fat production remains heavy. Cream supplies are available. An uptick in Class 2 demand has created some tension in some parts of the country, but butter production is expected to remain strong through the spring, as milk production will expand seasonally. There are some changes in demand side of the equation. Export pull does remain firm, especially for butter fitting higher fat standards that are demanded by the international customer, but retail demand is strong as well. Sharp contrast to many utilization estimates by USDA's Economic Research Service shows domestic disappearance of butter was 25% lower year over year in December. That combination of data adding uncertainty into the reactive butter market. Nevertheless, people are buying butter.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Last week's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates had very little change announced. Traders looked ahead to this week's Ag Outlook Forum for potentially more directional influence. Cattle complex, the tone shifted as traders chose to sell some of the rallies. Soybeans saw increases last week. USDA held the balance sheet steady in that report. No major changes to U.S. soybean production, crush, or export forecasts, with USDA increasing corn export projections by about 100 million bushel for the 25-26 marketing year. Those revisions in corn and a few in wheat, along with Brazilian soybean production being raised, had some of the effect on market prices last week. Arlen Suderman, chief commodity economist at StoneX, said there's not much to be seen in last week's world ag supply and demand estimates. The National Oilseeds Processors Association data will be released Tuesday. Analysts are looking for a January crush at 218.5 million bushel, with soybean oil stock seen at 1.7 billion pounds. Experts are saying if we see any volatility, it will come from the Ag Outlook Forum later in the week.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We appreciate you making us a part of your morning routine. It's news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Just ahead, Jeff Ishii has today's On the Farm Report.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Chelsea, have you heard about the new research on Kalman, Kalman, Kalman?
John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, 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 according to research, has tremendous buffering ability, available calcium, and available magnesium for dairy cattle.
Really, John? Just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Kalman.
That's easy. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has Kalman in stock or the distributor has it. Kalman, Kalman, Kalman is exclusively available from FeedWorks USA.
More information on Kalman can be found at FeedWorksUSA.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Poultry producers in the eastern United States are tightening biosecurity measures this week. A new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed last week in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. That farm was forced to euthanize 36,000 turkeys. It was just a week earlier that another poultry farm in Lancaster County tested positive for avian flu. That farm had just over 2 million egg-laying hens put down. Positive cases of avian flu have also been found in Maryland and Georgia. Poultry growers in several states east of the Mississippi River, they're keeping a close eye on the situation.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Johnson City, Tennessee. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station Joy FM, FM 100.9 in Johnson City, Tennessee. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us that when it comes to going after what you love in life, don't take no for an answer. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for February 16th. We had 102 cows, 93 calves, 3 Holstein fats, 5 beef fats, 1 beef feeder. The Bob calves were $1.05 to $3. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $5 to $14.10. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $11 to $14.85. Beef cross heifer calves were $15 to $19.50. Beef cross bull calves were $16 to $19. The good cows today were $1.51 to $1.79. Lean cows were 62 cents to $1.50. The Holstein fats were $2.04 to $2.11. The beef fats were $2.20 to $2.24. And the beef feeder was $2.75. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
Supreme International is bringing its legendary know-how to an all-new standard lineup of TMR mixers, except there's nothing standard about it. With the Precision Ag Series, every model is purpose-built for how you feed. From once-a-day mixing to commercial operations and everything in between, there's a Precision Series TMR mixer to fit. Maximize your uptime, consistency, and efficiency with the reliable performance Supreme is known for. Talk to your local Supreme dealer today.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
Would it be fair to say that wintertime is baking season? After all, there are the holidays in December, winter weather in January, and we just wrapped up Valentine's this month, plus add whatever winter season birthdays you celebrate. Hold on a sec, checking my daughter's banana bread. Needs a few more minutes. Yep, lots of baking. And baking, according to University of Kentucky Extension's Lynette Allen, that could be approached to create a healthier and still yummy product.
There are adaptations that you can do to your recipe to help add nutrients or take away some of those things that we know is not great for us.
So what are some examples of incorporating ingredient substitution or modification to add nutritional and health value to homemade baked goods?
One way that comes to mind is if your recipe calls for all-purpose flour, you can replace up to half of that flour with whole wheat flour. So you've just boosted that fiber content that is very healthy for us and without changing the end product much.
Although Alan cautions, going over half of whole wheat flour in a baking recipe could result in a denser, perhaps less tasty product. Now, what about cookies? Especially what seems to be a favorite to many, chocolate chip. Yeah, that guy. Perhaps you as well.
Chocolate chip cookies are so popular. You could switch out those chocolate chip, the semi-sweet or the milk chocolate, and go for a dark chocolate that adds more flavor but also adds nutrients with antioxidants.
And while you are at it in increasing nutritional value of those cookies,
go on and mix in some rolled oats, upping that fiber content.
Or bake a cookie with a dried fruit, such as raisins or cranberries. Some other ideas, use fruit purees, such as applesauce, as a fat substitute. Use yogurt as a substitute for cream cheese, if that is an ingredient in a baking recipe. Also reducing ingredient portions, such as reducing that called for 1 cup of sugar in a recipe to, say, 2/3 cup. And while these tips can help with healthier baking, Alan reminds us of a very important consumption tip.
You have to consider serving size and only eat occasionally or in moderation. Just be intentional and choose making healthy choices.
Too busy talking. Forgot the banana bread. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. Not again.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next. Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy. Renewal of the USMCA agreement is underway. It actually won some strong bipartisan support at a Senate finance hearing just last week. One dairy farmer from the state of Northwest Idaho. Dairy Association, Ted Vanderscoff, was one to testify.
The past decade, I have served in a number of agricultural leadership roles, including my current position as Secretary of Idaho Dairymen Association. As a farmer and agricultural leader, I want to share with you the importance of exports and USMCA for American dairy producers and the elements that must be strengthened as the agreement enters its upcoming review. Strong, enforceable trade agreements are essential to the U.S. dairy industry. The United States exported approximately $9 billion in dairy products in 2025, including a record 559,000 metric tons of cheese last year through November. Mexico and Canada account for 44% of all of those exports, making USMCA essential to my livelihood and millions of jobs across rural America. When it went into effect in 2020, the agreement was designed to improve dairy trade by establishing new U.S.-specific tariff rate quotas across a range of dairy products for accessing the Canadian market, and by limiting harmful Canadian export policies. Unfortunately, Canada has sidestepped some of these obligations. Canada continues to administer its dairy TRQs in a manner that restricts imports by reserving the vast majority of quota volumes for domestic processors who lack incentives to import.
When we come back, we'll hear from Mr. Vanderscoff as he talks about how this all is with Mexico. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue to hear from Idaho dairy farmer Ted Vanderscoff as he testified before the Senate Finance Committee. He talked more about Mexico remaining the U.S. most valuable partner.
Our industries frequently work together on a number of fronts to support farmers and consumers to increase consumption. For me personally, losing Mexico as a market would be extremely difficult to navigate and would result in dire consequences for my farm and co-op. Although Mexico has been a clear success story under NAFTA and USMCA, one key obligation remains unfulfilled. Under the agreement, Mexico committed to protect the use of common cheese names like Parmesan and Feta. However, Mexico has still not fully implemented those protections for those common names, putting U.S. exporters at risk. This is particularly concerning as the European Union expands its presence in the market and pressures Mexican intellectual property officials to restrict American usage of common names. For U.S. dairy producers, exports are critical, not just for growth, but for survival.
Conclusion of his testimony, the finance chair asked for his opinion on how does USMCA provide critical market access to dairy farmers.
The agreement is incredibly important to dairy. Our free trade agreements with Mexico enable us to move a lot of products that might not have a home. We are ever expanding, as you mentioned, in Idaho, growing, building plants. Pacific Northwest, we just built a new plant. We are expecting a lot of those products to go overseas and go into Mexico. They're our biggest customer. You know, as we mentioned, $2.5 billion go directly to Mexico. You know, on the Canada front, we move a lot of products into there as well. They are a little bit less, but our second largest trading partner.
Part of the testimony about dairy and USMCA. This is Inside Dairy.
A check of the WeatherTrack forecast is coming up, but next, Daryl Anderson brings us today's Farm to Fork report after this brief break.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Lo Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Lo Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Lo Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
The quest to get people eating healthier. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. If you put poor quality fuel in your car, it's not going to run very well. Same goes for your body. At a Heritage Foundation web event featuring Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, panelists talked about the work being done to reverse the effect of decades of bad eating habits in the U.S. One participant was Hannah Anderson of the America First Policy Institute.
How do we get patients better information about their health? How do we get them more information about the food they're eating, the dyes that are in their foods, and, you know, even the vaccines and things that we're putting in our bodies? And how are we getting people the tools they need to be healthy? Anything we can do to continue putting the system back into patients first. That's what the president has said. That's what the secretary has said. That's what all of these actions over the last year, which has been, I mean, incredible, incredible work.
Kim Mack Rosenberg with a group called Children's Health Defense was also on the panel.
part of our mission at CHD is ending this epidemic of chronic childhood disease. We have the sickest kids with the poorest health outcomes in well-developed countries, and that shouldn't be the case. We should have the healthiest babies, the healthiest children, and we need to put aside the broken system, figure out what's wrong, and fix it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, caledoniadiesel.com.
We've crammed a lot of information in the short time we've had together. We're going to break for weather. Then it's back with American Cattle News and Closing Market Report and Tony St. James.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine, plus a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop it or call 493-5174, Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales. Help you get up and running. For today, a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., patchy fog before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Tonight, a chance of rain mainly after 5 a.m., patchy fog before 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, low around 32. Wednesday, rain with a high near 37. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 42 degrees.
Last year and a half has been a good run for the cow-calf producer. What's ahead? More on American Cattle News.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Randy Block is CEO of Cattle Facts, speaking recently at CattleCon 26. What's he most excited about down the road?
Well, I think we still have some tremendous opportunities to continue growing demand domestically, more differentiation. The best thing we ever did as an industry is creating more and more differentiated products. Instead of just producing beef, putting it out here and say, here you go, you'll like it. All these different branded programs that we have, the differentiated market, if they want grass-fed, they can get it. If they want grain-fed, if they want organic, whatever it is, we can produce that for consumers. Wherever they are, we can meet them there. And I think our industry's done a wonderful job of filling all those niches, which has created more demand. I think that by itself has brought more people back to our industry. The quality of product we're producing, phenomenal. But there's still more opportunity to make it better. And we have to remember we only have 3-4% of the world's population in the U.S. So 96% of the consumers around the world, not that all of them are beef eaters, but there are a whole lot of them that are. Those are opportunities for us. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has done an incredible job of helping us reach those consumers, turn them on to the differentiation of U.S. beef, and I think they'll continue to bring more and more consumers to our tables before it's all said and done.
That's Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Here's a look at how the markets wrapped up the week. Corn futures ended higher with March up a half at 431 and three quarters. May gained a quarter to 442. And December was up a half to 464 and a half. March beans were down four and a quarter at 1133. May down three and three quarters at 1148 and a half. November off two and three quarters to 1113 and a half. Chicago March wheat was off three and three quarters at 548 and three quarters. May down 10 to 548 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat March was down five and three quarters at 571 and three quarters. May down five and three quarters at 584. March hard red winter was down 11 and a half at 542 and a half. And May was down 12 and a quarter at 553 and three quarters. Cotton futures lower on the day with March down 18 points to 62.11, May down 20 to 64.13. July was off 16 to 65.82. Back in Chicago, February live cattle were up 57 and a half to 243.07 and a half. April off 2 and a half to 240.62 and a half. And June was down 10 to 236.15. March feeders were up 42.5 to 366.15. April lost 17.5 to 363.45. And May was down 47.5 to 359.42.5. April lean hogs down 55 to 91.27.5. May was down 75 to 95.30. And June was off a dollar at 104.55. In the Class 3 milk, February was unchanged at 15.06. March was down 57 to 15.88. Crude oil ended the day a nickel higher at $62.89 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones was up 48 to 49,500. The NASDAQ was off 50 at 22,546. The S&P gained 3 to 68.36.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.